Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now, a story about this catchy little tune with its classic imagery of that sleigh gliding through a wintry scene. It seems the song is at the center of controversy between two cities, one in Massachusetts and one in Georgia, over bragging rights. WBUR's Sean Bowditch looked into it, beginning in the city of Medford.
James Pierpont was born in Boston in 1822, son of the well-known writer and Reverend John Pierpont. He's one of a handful of famous people connected to Medford, and it's an impressive group. Keena Hamill, co-president of the Medford Historical Society, rattles off a few of the big names.
So we've got Fanny Farmer of the famous Fanny Farmer cookbook. We've got Lydia Marie Child, who is an abolitionist. We've got Mayor Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York.
And James Pierpont. By some accounts, Pierpont was a rebellious, musically-minded wanderer who enjoyed the spotlight. Others are not so kind. In a 1994 article in the Medford Citizen newspaper, he's described by unnamed local historians as a complete loser. Still, among the Medford faithful, Pierpont is a much-loved native son. And why? The answer is at 19 High Street. Keena Hamill takes us to the spot.
There's a plaque here. It says, "Jingle Bells, composed here." On this site stood the Simpson Tavern, where in 1850, James Pierpont wrote the song Jingle Bells in the presence of Mrs. Otis Waterman, who later verified the song was written here.
An official plaque, a precise location, a corroborating witness. Sounds like an airtight claim to history. Here's where things get sticky. A few years after apparently giving life to Jingle Bells at the Simpson Tavern in Medford, Pierpont moved to Savannah, Georgia, where he lived until his death in 1893 and where he's buried. And it was while in Savannah that Pierpont officially published One Horse Open Sleigh, later changed to Jingle Bells. That fact, of course, stands in the way of Medford's exclusive claim to the song. Keena Hamill pulls a manila folder from her Pierpont file at the Medford Historical Society and reads the tab.
Savannah generated James Pierpont information, beware, right? So this is the anti-Medford Pierpont file. But our claim is, of course, that the landscape is, that the authenticity is that it's in the landscape of Medford.
My answer to that is show me the body. If you got his body, I'll let you make that claim.
Savannah native Hugh Golson is a retired high school teacher turned local historian. He claims because Pierpont published Jingle Bells from Savannah, the song firmly belongs in Georgia's history books.
At the end of the day, we've got his mortal remains in our cemetery here. We've got the claim of his DNA in the soil. And he might have had some ditty going in his head, but he never cleaned it up, got it in a suitable form to mail into the publishers until 1857.
When he lived in Savannah, and where you'll also see a plaque claiming the song. So who comes out on top? Well, no one really. There's no holiday throwdown, no jingle playoff, no victory lap in the horse-drawn sleigh. Just one song and two cities determined to stick to their, well, you know, bells. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sean Bowditch.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow
Doodle.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Doodle.
O'er the fields we go
Doodle.
Laughing all the way.
Doodle. Bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh,
those happy
Happy J-I-N-G-L-E-B-E-L-L-S. I love the